This episode is brought to you by Allianz Travel Insurance. From visiting the in-laws in Indiana to sightseeing in Sicily, a year's worth of travel can come with its share of stress. And Alltrip's annual travel insurance plan can help you tackle every trip you take this year with confidence. Learn more at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.
From the Mighty 990 Broadcast Center, you're waking up in Starnes Country with Todd Starnes.
And happy Friday to you, everybody. I am Todd Starnes. Thank you for hanging out with us this morning in Starnes Country, broadcasting live from the Principal Toyota Memphis studio. And if you're looking for a great, great car, I want you to go check out my good buddy Todd Lochner over at Principal Toyota in Memphis. We have a jam-packed show, folks. A lot of stuff happening overnight and today and this weekend in the Mid-South, and we're going to get to all of it. By the way, before we get any further, I've got to share some really exciting news. By the way, let me give out our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. There was a very, very special celebration yesterday in Collierville at the Veterans of Foreign Wars Post. That would be 5066. Our good buddy Justin Johnson sending over this incredible story. What a great, great night, because President Trump, our great president, actually honored one of our local veterans. That's right, Mr. Joe Barczewski, a World War II veteran, was honored by President Trump. If you haven't met Joe, just a great American patriot. And Joe was honored by President Trump. And there was a very special meeting to commemorate all of this. And the VFW Auxiliary presented Joe three quilts of valor as well. All sorts of wonderful things happening there at the VFW post. But how kind of our president to honor this great American hero, our very own Joe Barczewski, from World War II veteran. So congratulations, Joe, and congratulations to all the good people down there at VFW post there in Collierville. Well, where do we start? First of all, well done, Tennessee Republicans. Pardon me. They are advancing an incredible agenda, and they're doing a lot of things that really the House of Representatives in Washington ought to be doing. But our own General Assembly, they are moving the chessboard pieces around, and it is a brilliant thing to see. Also, they're done with this racist rhetoric coming from people like Justin Jones and Justin Pearson and all of that crowd. They're just done with it. So yesterday, our House Republicans in the General Assembly, they passed a resolution honoring the life and the memory of Charlie Kirk. And that triggered State Representative Justin Pearson, the guy who wants to be your next congressman, ladies and gentlemen. And here's what Justin Pearson had to say about Charlie Kirk. Cut number six, please.
Hey, everybody, it's Justin J. Pearson here, and our House just passed a resolution to honor Charlie Kirk. I voted no. I wanted to speak on this resolution, but was not allowed because debate was immediately ended by Republican leader William Lambert. I voted no on this resolution for our district because the things that Charlie Kirk promoted and many of his ideologies were harmful to communities that are black, that are indigenous, that are Latino. He had a lot of things that were misogynistic and against women, and I will never stand for anyone who is hurting and harming our community. Look, we have a responsibility to build beloved community. We have to recognize there's beauty in diversity. There's opportunity for us to find common ground without compromising our values. But every member who voted to support Charlie Kirk is voting against us. And it's not enough for some folks to vote president, not voting, or to say, you know what, I don't want to take a stance on that when representing our district. I voted no. I would vote no in the State House. I would vote no in the U.S. Congress, because we cannot celebrate the lives of people who did not care about our lives, did not care about our communities while they were living. And so that's why I voted no. And I want you all to know that.
Okay, we're done. We're done. You know, here's a pro tip for Mr. Pearson there. If you're going to do one of these videos, don't do it into a windstorm. But here's what gets me. As much as the wind was blowing, his power fro was not. It was just like rigid. It was like, I don't know how much Aquanet he had to use to get, but it did not move. But anyway, you got the gist of what he was talking about. And it was all lies. This guy is a raging racist. He's got a problem with white people. And this guy has no business being anywhere around any centers of power. And we're going to call him out every single time here on the Mighty 990 because this is unacceptable. Charlie Kirk was not a racist. As a matter of fact, Charlie Kirk did more for the black community in Memphis than Justin Pearson did. Justin Pearson cares nothing about his own district. Justin Pearson's done nothing about the plight of the people who live in his district. Justin Pearson's never spoke out. He's never spoken out about the violence that plagues his district. He's done nothing except show up on CNN and PMS Now and all these other far left news networks to increase his, I don't know, his footprint, if you will. So that is who Justin Pearson is. By the way, did you feel like, was there something just not right last night? Was there something just in the air that, I don't know, it seemed like there was a disturbance in the force? If you felt that as well, I know I felt it last night. I walked out of the KWAM studios yesterday. We had a terrific day. We had a great national show. And I walked outside, and at first I thought it was just a chill in the air because it's freaking cold out there. But there was something else. It was just, I don't know, a sense of a presence of evil, of confusion, of word salad. And then I discovered, ladies and gentlemen, that the former vice president of these great United States, one Kamala Harris, was in town last night. Were you aware of this? Kamala Harris, on her book tour, and there was a big crowd down at the Orpheum. They said it was virtually sold out. I'm not so sure about that. But anyway, Kamala Harris in town, and she was attacking President Trump, calling him callous. This is from the reporting of the Daily Memphrian. Jody Callahan is the author of the piece. Harris called President Trump callous, corrupt, and incompetent. And she was just getting started. She also called out President Trump for giving the middle finger to a heckler at the Ford plant. For the record, Madam Vice President, that was not just a middle finger. That was a presidential finger. She accused the president of vulgarity. Are you kidding me? She says, our president just flipped somebody off. And she really was criticizing President Trump on decorum. This coming from a woman who was a part of an administration where somebody was caught doing lines of cocaine in the White House and then left their stash behind, not to mention the Democrat staffers that were doing the boot scootin' boogie butt naked on a table in a Senate hearing room. So if she wants to have a conversation about decorum, I'm more than happy to have that conversation. Anyway, Kamala Harris in town. So if you feel a little chill in the air, that could be why. All right, we've got to take a quick break. Coming up, we've got some clips from our interview with Senator Marsha Blackburn from yesterday. Also, some exciting news coming for you kids over at Lakeland Prep. Also, a lot of musical artists in town. We're going to tell you all about that as well. We're going to take your calls, 901-260-5926, and we're going to tell you about drag queens. Tennessee Republicans are going to protect your kids from the drag queens. 901-260-5926. This is Stearns Country.
The home team has first and 10 in the closing minutes of the fourth quarter.
Tired of missing the game because of your tenants? Let TurboTenant simplify rental management for you. It's free, easy to set up, and you don't have to worry about missing out on the big moments. Get started for free at TurboTenant.com.
Still going, brought down at the 50!
All right. It is now 18 minutes past the hour here in the Principal Toyota Memphis studio. Looking for a great car, go visit my good buddy Todd Lochner over at Principal Toyota. Well, it's a busy news cycle. We had Senator Marsha Blackburn joining us yesterday on the national show. Yesterday we had all three All three Republicans running for governor in the primary were on KWAM yesterday. That's the only place you're gonna hear something like that happening. By the way, I do want to give you an update before we get into Marcia's interview on what's happening in Minneapolis. We are just getting word that well over a dozen Democrat members of Congress are now going to be traveling with Ilhan Omar to fight ICE agents in Minneapolis. I don't know about you, and I'm curious about this. We will open up the phone lines because this is going to be a big issue for President Trump. There is a major report coming out from Cook Political last night that Democrats are in a very strong position to take back at least the House of Representatives, that Republicans are losing ground primarily because they are not delivering on the president's agenda. And there's a lot of concern that the president, hemming and hawing about whether or not to declare an insurrection in Minneapolis, may very well come back and hurt the party. So every single – look, here's why the president needs to go in. It needs to be shock and awe, and it needs to be done and over with by the weekend. Otherwise, this is going to drag on, and other protests are going to happen, and we're going to have George Floyd all over again. That is my concern. So the question this morning for those of us here in the Mid-South, should the president declare an insurrection act, send in the military, and put down this open rebellion? When you've got the mayor and the governor of the state and the mayor of Minneapolis, you've got them out there telling the citizens to fight back against the federal government. I mean, at what point do you declare a civil war? It's unbelievable. Anyway, here's Marcia Blackburn talking about the protest. Our telephone number, by the way, 901-260-5926. Cut two, please. Senator, let's just get at it here. The situation in Minneapolis, what do you recommend that the president do here? I mean, we're just looking at not just lawlessness on the streets, but you've got people that are now taking up arms against federal law enforcement.
The amount of violence that you are seeing against federal law enforcement is something that I think has been shocking to many people. And I have had so many Tennesseans say, look, these are criminal illegal aliens that they are apprehending. Why will Minneapolis not work with the ICE agents? Why are they not working with federal law enforcement? Because, Todd, who would want to have criminals in their neighborhood? No one wants to have a criminal living next to them. And when you go to the ICE website, you can see some of the charges on these people. It is rape. It is child molestation. It is aggravated assault. It is robbery. It is murder. And these are people that have orders of deportation against them. They have committed crimes. And why the mayor and the governor will not work with ICE is, you know, it's something that is very difficult to understand.
I'm just really concerned about these law enforcement officers. I mean, this poor guy last night who got ambushed, three people, three on one, and they were, you know, smashing the guy around with a shovel. You really wonder why is it the governor is out there instead of telling people to stand down, let's take a break here and breathe. He's telling people to just get in the faces of these law enforcement officers.
It is absolutely unbelievable. And as you say, the guy was there doing his job. He is a federal law enforcement officer. And these illegal aliens, the man the mayor keeps referencing as being shot, was an illegal alien who had an order of deportation against him because he had committed crimes. So why he would not say, thank you, ICE, for helping our police clean up this situation. You know, it is beyond us. I just find it so difficult to comprehend why he would not want to have the help and assistance of ICE.
It's insane. And again, you've got the media. Everybody has an agenda here. They're trying to shove a phony narrative down the throats of the American people. And, you know, for example, in Memphis, where we originate our broadcast, You've got state Democrats that are saying, oh, a Tennessee highway patrolman tried to ram one of the protesters on a street in Memphis, when in fact the dash cam video showed that the protester was pulling a LeBron James.
And, you know, this is why the dash cams and some of these cell phones are so important, because you can see that the guy is stepping in front of the car, and the trooper can be heard on the camera saying, move, get out of my way, get out of my way, move. And instead, the protester shakes his head, and then this is somebody who is defying and obstructing the work of law enforcement.
All right, that was just a clip of we had a 20-minute interview with Marsha Blight where we covered a lot of ground. And if you'd like to hear the entire interview, you can do that over at toddstearns.com. Just download our free podcast, sign up for the free podcast. You'll be able to listen to the entire interview there with Senator Blackburn. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Let's check in now with Aiden Parker, standing by with a look at your weekend entertainment news.
I'm Parker May, and this is your KWM Sports Update, presented by Ortho One Sports Medicine and Dr. Lobach. In the NFL, the divisional round matchups are set as the Broncos will host the Bills and the Seahawks host the 49ers on Saturday. On Sunday, the action continues as the Bears host the Rams and the Patriots host the Texans. In basketball, the Memphis Tigers bounced back with a 55-53 win over Temple to improve to 3-1 in American Conference play. Former MUS Owl Curtis Givens led the way with 12 points and 4 rebounds. The Tigers are back in action Sunday night at home versus UTSA. The Memphis Grizzlies fell 111-118 to the Orlando Magic in Berlin yesterday, as the Grizzlies are still searching for a trade for John Morant. The Heat are one of the teams expected to pursue a trade, and the Grizzlies will face the Magic once again in London Sunday afternoon as part of the NBA Global Games. I'm Parker May on the Mighty 990 KWAM.
All right, clearly that was not Aiden Pettit. I have to learn how to read a clock this morning. Aiden will be along at the 45 with your entertainment report. That was KWAM's Parker May giving us our great sports update. All right, yesterday we just had really one of the coolest things on the national show. We're going to start doing this occasionally. We were able to highlight a group of three conservative young people here in the Mid-South, and we've received so many compliments from all over the nation about this this segment we did yesterday with students from Rhodes College, Mid-America Baptist Theological Seminary, and Collierville High School. And they just did a wonderful job talking about the issues facing their generation, and especially what is it like living and going to school in a blue city. What is that like as you're starting these organizations? For example, Katie Casey from Collierville High School, they launched a Turning Point USA chapter, and yesterday they had nearly 50 people turn out for a morning meeting at 6:15 in the morning. These are high school kids. I mean, what does that tell you? I don't know if we have 45 people show up in the evening time for a gathering. That is such dedication and commitment and passion and enthusiasm. Then there's Jack Herman, who is heading up the Young Americas Foundation chapter, the YAF chapter at Rhodes College. And Jack, I mean, Rhodes College, it sort of speaks for itself. It's the alma mater of Jasmine Crockett. And so anyway, when we come back a little bit later on, we're going to be playing some of this conversation, and the kids are going to talk about what they want to see from the Republican Party as we move towards the midterm elections. But I think it's also just a reminder for us, that we've got to stand alongside these kids and we've got to fight alongside them, right? It's not a matter of waiting your turn. This is all hands on deck to save Shelby County. All hands on deck to save the city of Memphis. And it is doable. And look, and if you don't believe it, just look what President Trump did. Surging the troops in Memphis, crime down over 70%. People are finally able to go back downtown and enjoy a great night out on the town without having to worry about getting carjacked. Yeah, it is absolutely possible. But we have to put aside all, you know, our political issues, and we've got to fight together for one cause. That's what we've got to do. By the way, Tennessee Republicans passing an anti-drag bill. That's what they're calling it, the Tennessee Lookout. Look, here's the reality. We've got to protect the kids. And all of this stems from, believe it or not, a group here in the Memphis area that filed a lawsuit, Friends of George. And fortunately, an appeals court said they have no standing to sue in the case. So anyway, we'll see how that legislation goes. But clearly, the LGBT mob, they're all up in arms over that. All right, hang tight, everybody. Our good buddies at Strategic Financial Partners, coming up next on the Mighty 990. This is Starnes Country.
The home team has first and 10 in the closing minutes of the fourth quarter.
Tired of missing the game because of your tenants? Let TurboTenant simplify rental management for you. It's free, easy to set up, and you don't have to worry about missing out on the big moments. Get started for free at TurboTenant.com.
Still going, brought down at the 50!
Dadgummit, these new headphones I have are driving me nuts. I have a liberal arts degree, Adam Martin and Chris Loftus. You think I'd be able to know how to put on a pair of headphones? It's insane. We almost ran out of bumper music a couple of days ago, and the crew, Helen and Dylan, are not helpful because they sit over there and they laugh at me. They're looking and mocking and laughing.
See, the worst part is you're the one on camera. If you have guests, they don't have to worry about it. They can take their time. It's like you gotta do double duty over here.
This is true. Yeah, they're like they fold up into like this tiny little thing, right? Uh-huh. And so I'm old school, so I can barely operate my cell phone, you know, much less a headphone.
My Amazon search is non-foldable headphones.
Jeez, Aloo. Don't even get me started on algorithms. I'm back to the elephants giving birth on Instagram. I don't know what's going on here, guys. Welcome back. This is Starnes Country, I think. We are honored to have our good buddies, Adam Martin and Chris Loftus from Strategic Financial Partners. And they're normally here on Wednesday, but we had some issues out at our tower site. So I was wrangling with the water moccasins out there, fellas. Mm. And but fortunately, everything is back up, and our AM signal sounds terrific. But I would have much rather hung out with you guys than the snakes, is what I was trying to get at. So
good to know I'm a step above a snake. So
well, you know, good. Yeah, absolutely. So that's meant to be a compliment.
Yeah,
actually.
I'll take it as one.
StrategicFinancialPartners.com, ladies and gentlemen, is our website address again. StrategicFinancialPartners.com. Today, gentlemen, we are still sort of in the new year and just laying out those goals, those resolutions. It's never too late to actually start that.
That's correct. So, you know, this is a time of year where you get to really evaluate what do I want to do differently this year than I did last year. And depending on what season of life you're in, your goals are going to be different, you know, as a young accumulator versus a pre-retiree. So this is a good time to level set and figure out, you know, what is it that I want to accomplish and put some good resolutions in place.
I love this. Chris, when it comes to the finances, you know, you think, all right, I'm going to save $100,000 this year. I'm just going to live on like 50 cents a week. That's it. And I'm going to pack it all away. So, but again, that's not very realistic.
Right.
So what are some realistic goals that people ought to be setting?
Well, Todd, you think about the seasons that we just got through. So first you had the benefits enrollment season back in November, and then you had end of year charitable giving in December. And now we're in peak tax season. If you're a CPA out there, you have my condolences. I'm so sorry for all the work you're doing, but we appreciate it. When it comes to the goals that you're trying to set, you want to be efficient. Right. You want to be proactive in, you know, what you are trying to accomplish with your, you know, well-earned assets. We see a lot of people. I actually met with a young lady a couple weeks ago, a CPA, and she was telling me about the busyness of the season. And she was saying, hey, you know, when it comes to my 401k and comes to my savings, you know, I've got all these different variables going on, but I feel like they're all going to different places. Well, a good goal for anybody is going to be to consolidate all that. Figure out where everything is and put it into one document first and foremost so you can measure it, whether it's income, expenses, benefits, retirement. That will give you a good starting line to be able to make some manageable, achievable goals going forward throughout the year.
But Adam, there are people out there saying, okay, that's all well and good, but how in the world can I possibly, you know, start saving, putting money away for retirement when I need that money to live on a daily basis?
Well, that's a simple solution there. So really the underlying problem is I need to make sure that my overall living expenses are being met. So I never want you to be thinking outside of what needs to be focused on right now. So the simplistic way to, you know, analyze or, you know, put it into a visual is when you build a house, you don't start with framing the walls and putting the roof on. You start with a solid foundation.
Mm-hmm.
So really start there. Look at what am I doing? Measure your cash flow. What's going in? What's coming in? What's going out? And if you're identifying that you're running a deficit, that's where you start. Because we can't save for retirement if we don't have the money to do it.
It seems like there's got to be a balance there, though, right?
It does. Absolutely. And so, you know, once we can get out in front of what you're making and what you're spending and get you into the positive to where you have some surplus, we're not going to tell you throw everything into the retirement account. We really want to make sure that now we can start building an emergency fund that is extremely liquid that you can go and get to if something happens. And then once we've got the emergency fund built, then we can start really putting money aside into the market.
So what we love to do here on this program, like Thursdays, we have the Better Business Bureau, and they come in and they help, you know, keep people aware of like the scams that are out there, because there are a lot of people that want to take away your money. You know, on Mondays and Tuesdays, we talk mortgages and real estate. And we try to give people not necessarily homework, but ideas, you know, just starting points. And so from a financial perspective, Chris, and then Adam, I want you to follow up as well. What is just one simple financial habit that someone can adopt like today? They don't have to go to college. They don't have to take a course. What is it they can do today to start making an impact over the year?
That's a great question, Todd. I'll say this. It starts and ends with a balance sheet, right? If you look at your life and your finances as a business, you need to know what is going in. And you need to know what's coming out. You need to have an accounts receivables and accounts deliverables. And that will make it a lot easier instead of making it this guessing game of like, oh, well, I don't know if I can make that goal. Oh, well, I don't know this. It's being disciplined, right? Having yourself a statistically consistent budget, monthly, weekly, quarterly, however you need to do it, whether you're a young professional like myself, you're a family that's growing, or if you're even a business owner, go back to the balance sheet. And you're going to be able to have that momentum to consistently achieve those goals and give yourself some checkpoints throughout the course of the year. Instead of, you know, saying, oh, well, I want to save, you know, X amount of dollars in X amount of time, and then getting halfway through is like, oh, well, that New Year's resolution was a bust. I'm just going to give up and just keep living how I'm living. That doesn't help anybody. Take ownership of your financial future.
I love that. Adam.
I'm glad you ended with take ownership. So I would say the number one simplistic thing for you to do is focus on you. You know, we live in a capitalistic country where everybody's trying to keep up with the Joneses. They're on social media. It's like, well, so-and-so got this Louis Vuitton purse. I've got to go and buy it. So if we have an honest conversation with ourselves and say, I'm not in the financial position to buy that, and I really need to just pay myself first before I go and put money on a credit card, take care of those things that you identified in your resolutions as important to accomplish this year. Don't lose track of that. Focus on you and your goals and get it done.
Something that I'd like to add to that real quick, a great habit that I know we hear a lot of financial professionals talk about, I really hope a lot of parents teach their kids this, is a concept called delayed gratification, right? So many, again, this new age of social media and all the cars and all the clothes and everything, you have more access to spend and capacity to spend money than you ever have. Don't go for the red herring. Don't jump for the shiny object. Allow yourself to, hey, just see what is necessary for me to live in the day to day. Like I was saying earlier, what are my immediate needs? Figure out what is a want and a need. Give yourself that opportunity to recognize that and then go from there. You'll be shocked how much you actually have at the end of the day, and you're going to be very happy about it.
You really convicted me with what you said. I remember the day Mike Huckabee said, oh, yeah, I own a radio station. And I'm like, oh, I want to own one too. Now here we are. This is great advice. Where can they go if they want to get more information, they want to get in touch with you guys?
You can email me or give me a call. My email is adammartin@strategicfinancialpartners.com, and my office line is 901-260-2438.
And my email is cloftus@strategicfinancialpartners.com. Same number, ultimately. Again, Adam and I work very closely on stuff like this. It's very important to us to be able to meet people where they are, right?
Yeah.
So if you're a young professional, you're not going to be in the same position as a seasoned business owner that's 20 years in. If you're a young family with a couple kids, you're not going to be in that same position of the family that just sent three kids off to college. We're going to meet you where you are, address your needs as they are, and make sure that we are being calculated and intentional with the recommendations we provide and where you ultimately want to be with your goals.
All right, guys, good to see you. By the way, was there a dress code today? What's up with Loftus here? He's wearing the tie and the suit.
Here's
that's
the thing,
every
Tom.
Day. That he showered? Dresses to impress.
Showered, that's great. Thank you for that. So here's the thing you understand. I was blessed with grandfathers who both owned businesses, and they went every day to their businesses wearing suits and ties. Well, now I got all these ties that they just dumped on me, and I'm like, man, these are some nice ties. I'd hate to see them just collect dust in a box.
I'd love to bring that culture back where men wore nice suits and hats and carried briefcases, and women wore nice dresses and had manners, morals, values, and respect. You know, I think we've ventured off to a society where it's pretty vulgar.
It's a nice tie. I
appreciate
it. Yeah, I love that.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Good to see you again. StrategicFinancialPartners.com. These are the guys you can trust with your money, and they're going to steer you in the right direction. And we love having them as a part of our team here at the Mighty 990. Again, StrategicFinancialPartners.com. All right. Got to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Adam Martin is a registered representative of and offers securities and investment advisory services through ML Investors Services, LLC, member SIPC, supervisory office, 949 South Shady Grove Road, Suite 300, Memphis, Tennessee, 38120, 901-767-5951.
New year, easier rental management. Simplify how you manage your rentals in 2026 so you can lay on the beach while software handles the hard work. From finding tenants you trust to collecting rent on time, get started for free at turbotenant.com.
Right, it is now 49 minutes past the hour in Starnes Country. We are proudly broadcasting from the Principal Toyota Memphis studio. If you're looking for a great vehicle and a great deal, go visit my buddy Todd Lochner at Principal Toyota, and you tell him that Todd Starnes sent you, and he's going to hook you up with a great deal. By the way, this weekend, if you love music, you're going to want to head over to Briarcrest Christian School. There is a huge a cappella invitational. So if you love those a cappella music groups, you're going to have a blast. It is going to be wall-to-wall talent at Briarcrest this weekend. And if you are into robotics, there is a great event happening at Lakeland Preparatory School this weekend. 32 middle school teams from across Tennessee are going to be competing in a robotics competition. The winners will advance to the Tennessee State Championship in Hendersonville. So all of that is happening this weekend at Lakeland Prep. So lots of fun things to do across the Mid-South. By the way, yesterday, Governor Bill Lee issued a proclamation for a Tennessee treasure who is about to celebrate her 80th birthday. We are going to do, I'm calling it Audible, and we're doing a morning show trivia question, and you'll win a KWAM prize pack. The winner will win a KWAM prize pack. You need to tell us who that musical artist is. She's celebrating her 80th birthday on January the 19th. President or Governor Bill Lee issuing a proclamation declaring a special day in her honor. If you can tell us who that person is, you're going to win a KWAM prize pack. 901-260-5926. Again, that's 901-260-5926. Let us know who that person is. All right, earlier we told you about this great student panel that we had on the national show yesterday. A student from Collierville High School, from Mid-America Seminary, and also from Rhodes College. I want to play just a clip. And the question we asked the students about the midterm elections, take a listen. What is it that the Republicans need to do, in your estimation, to win in the midterm elections?
I think that they need to stay true to the problems that are being addressed. You know, people care about things that affect them daily. You know, they care about the housing prices. They care about the grocery prices. They care about their safety. You know, we have to stay true to really what's important in America and stay away from the nonsense that's going around.
Katie.
Yeah, I do think I 100% agree with you. And, you know, even the issues that are, you know, insanely out there, like the transgenderism, you know, movement and, you know, all the what is a woman and all the abortion, these are major problems that are, you know, they're getting worse by the day. So I think we need to have a strong party to not change our stance, not change our movement, but we need to have, you know, consistent, you know, strikes on these issues. I think we need to be consistent with these issues.
It's a good word. Anna, 30 seconds.
I completely agree. We need to go back to a God-fearing government. We need to lean into the constitutional principles of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, because without that, we have nothing.
All right, there you go. Just a smidge of that conversation. The young man you heard there, his name is Jack Herman, and he is a student at Rhodes College, runs cross country for Rhodes. The two young ladies you heard, Katie Casey, who's at TPUSA Club America at Collierville High School, and Anna Neiswanger, who is a student, and she's the student body president at Mid-America Baptist Theological Seminary. Is it not a blessing, ladies and gentlemen, to know that we have such such gifted, intelligent, conservative young people here in the Mid-South? And I can promise you, we're going to give those young people a platform here on the Mighty 990. All right, 901-260-5926. We've got Tony in South Haven and Larry in North Memphis and Cindy in Memphis. And guys, here's what I'm going to do. Here's what I'm going to do. If they can all get this right, so don't hang up. Don't hang up. But if they get this trivia question, I'm giving them all three a KWM prize pack. And you know why? Because it's Friday, and it's 3 degrees outside. Okay, it's not 3 degrees, but it's really cold. Let's go first to Tony in South Haven. Tony, we've got a trivia question. Who did the governor honor?
Well, good morning. I'm going to say Dolly Parton.
Yeah, Tony. Yeah, Dolly Parton. Can you believe she's 80 years old, Tony?
Well, I tell you, in a way I can, because she's been around for a while, but I can tell you one thing. She definitely deserves it and more.
You know, the amount of work that she has done for our state, Tony, I just can't say enough good things about Dolly Parton.
Yeah, she's just an overall great human being, and we're lucky to have her in our lives.
Well, we sure have. You been over to Dollywood, Tony?
No, I haven't, but I plan to go.
All right, you got to do that. That's not in the prize package, but you got to go to you got to go to Dollywood if you get a chance. I almost said Graceland. We have visitors in town, and we're heading over to Graceland this afternoon. We're doing the big tour.
Oh, that's going to be great. I hope you guys have a great time.
Tony, first, thank you so much for listening to us in South Haven. Man, there is all sorts of great stuff happening down there, and you guys are right in the middle of it.
Well, and I absolutely love it.
All right. Well, Tony, hang tight. Don't go anywhere. I want to go to Larry in North Memphis. Larry, I'm being generous today, but what is the answer?
Dolly Parton.
Yes, sir. Yeah, you're right. Larry, we're gonna hook you up with a KWAM prize pack as well. Do you have any favorite Dolly Parton songs?
Most of them are good.
Most of them are. I like nine. Well, we used to have one when I was at Fox News. We used to sing in the newsroom the Jolene song. That was always
a
good
one. 9 to 5.
9 to 5. All right, that's good stuff. Well, Larry, hang tight, and you're one of our winners. And Cindy calling in from Memphis. Cindy, how are you today?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you, Todd?
Cindy, I'm doing well. All right, we just have to make it official. Who are we talking about here?
Dolly Parton, the one and only.
Yeah, the one and only. You know, Cindy, when you think about all these artists out there today and the amount of work that Dolly has done and the amount of good that she has done, not just for Tennessee, but especially her hometown up there in Sevierville, Pigeon Forge area. It's pretty remarkable.
It is. And she's not slowing down one bit.
I don't get it. She's 80 years old, Cindy. 80 years old.
Amazing.
She doesn't look 80.
No, she doesn't.
All right. Well, Cindy, congratulations, all three of you. And you'll be able to swing by and pick up your prize pack. We'll get that information to you here momentarily, so don't hang up, guys. I just made poor Helen's day a little bit busier. So anyway, we've got a lot happening this week and this weekend on KWAM. And I just want to take a moment here because I know many of you, you're busy on the weekends. Or maybe you're just chilling out, having a delicious cup of community coffee. That's what I do every day. Or go over to JoJo's in Germantown. That's my coffee jam. So when I'm not on the air, you're going to find me over at JoJo's. But here's what I want you to do. I want you to make it a point to listen to our weekend programming here on the Mighty 990. We have the best local programming right here on this radio station, kicking off our mornings with our friends at Mid-South Gardening. So they're literally on air live taking your calls, and we want you to be one of their dirt buddies, and you'll be able to do that. All you have to do is call in and become a part of the conversation. Any question you have about lawns or whatever they're going to do. Also, Walker Auction, Joe Garner, Real Estate Mortgage Shop, that show is the jam. So all sorts of great programming on Saturday and Sunday right here on the Mighty 990. Folks, get out there. Have a great Friday across the Mid-South. We'll see you back here behind the big mic on Monday.